Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it's April 6th. Why, that's a Wednesday. So there wasn't much going on, but there is a couple of cool things coming up. So the Friends of the Eastern California Museum invite you to attend the Jane Bright Memorial Rock Garden Reception and Dedication, Sunday, April 10th. That's from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern California Museum, that's 155 North Grant Street in Independence, just up there on the right. You know where it's at. The Jane Bright Memorial Rock Garden was inspired by Keith Bright, 1915 to 2010, longtime community leader and former Inyo County supervisor. Keith's vision was to increase awareness, particularly in school-age children, about their physical surroundings by teaching about the wide diversity of rocks exposed in Inyo County. You can say that again. Keith wished that the garden be a memorial to his wife, Jane. She passed away in 2008. And she was a geologist. The Jane Bright Memorial Rock Garden features rock specimens collected throughout Inyo County that represent over 1.7 billion, with a B, years of geologic time. That is quite interesting. So for more event information, contact the website info@fecm.org, or you can find the link at easternsierranow.com. What else do we have going on here? While I'm waiting, I'd like to remind you that the latest episode of Just a Minute with Amy Smith is up on YouTube. It's on Facebook. It's on Eastern Sierra Now. It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. And that is with First District Inyo County Supervisor candidate Jeff Gabriel. So head over and check that out so you can get informed on that candidate. And we're going to get more for you so you can sit down and figure out just who you want to vote for. So here's something cool that's happening, and I actually had not heard about this. I just saw it marked, and that's pretty sweet. There's a Crossroads Recovery Center for Sober Living, and it's opening in Bishop. So the Crossroads Recovery Center Sober Living Home is coming soon. They're excited to announce the start of a brand new nonprofit named Crossroads Recovery Center located in Bishop that will serve the community members who are returning home needing support, those struggling with substance misuse, and most importantly, offering a sober living home with full service of case management and recovery support. You can make a difference by donating to them today. To donate, you can call 760-258-6981. There's a GoFundMe. I'll get to that in a second. They're raising money in a hurry to purchase our first 4-bed unit. Oh, okay, so they're buying a place. Okay, so we can open our doors as soon as possible. Let's come together as a community to make this happen. So businesses can donate by purchasing an honorary donor plaque by contacting 760-258-6981. Individual donations can be made in person at Union Bank to the Crossroads account or GoFundMe. I guess it's GoFund.me, opening the doors for a sober living home is what it's called there. All of this information is at Eastern Sierra Now, so you don't need to fret. Just go head over and check that out. They've got a board of directors listed here. You can come check it out. A bunch of known people around town here that are doing everything they can to help. And for more information, they also have an email. It's crossroads.recoverycenter.ca@gmail.com. So good for them. Great way to help out those in need, and good job. We have such great people in Bishop and Eastern Sierra. It's pretty awe-inspiring. So, you know what else is awe-inspiring? Eastern Sierra Transit Authority. They've been around forever. Dial a ride. When you need a ride, they come and get you. You need to go to Vaughn's? Boom. They're there to pick you up. You need to go to Carson City? Boom. They're there to take you. ESTA is one of the best things going. It always has been. They've been there for us forever. So that is absolutely something worth your time. Why, with gas prices as they are right now, I filled up my Jeep, and it was $110. It's a Jeep. I mean, come on. So it's getting pretty bad. So, you know, if you can, just jump on the bus, man. Public transit is a great way to go. So the hours are Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Sunday is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, you can go to estransit.com www.thebrewingclub.com, and you can find out more from there. And the phone number is to request a pickup, 760-872-1901, extension 22. So head over to Eastern Sierra Transit and hitch a ride. I just made that last part up. That was pretty good, huh? I should sell it to them for their business cards. Okay, last thing we're going to go over is a little Bronco baseball, baby. So, the big third inning propels Bishop Broncos to the win over California City. Bishop Broncos scored 18 runs in the third on its way to 18 runs in the third on its way to a 30-3 victory over California City on Tuesday. Again, basketball scores. This is ridiculous. Bishop Broncos offense in the inning was led by AC Valdivia, Caleb Gillum, Kennedy Batchelder, Riley Europkin, Albert Cano, and Valdivia, who drove in runs. I think Valdivia got put in there twice. He must have done real good. Bishop Broncos got on the board in the first inning. Bishop Broncos scored 2 runs when Europkin homered. That's right. Dope! Bishop Broncos scored 18 runs in the third inning. The offensive onslaught by Bishop Broncos was led by Valdivia, Gillum, Batchelder, Europkin, Cano, and Valdivia. So I'm wondering if there's 2 Valdivias. That must be the case. It's not like Linda to make mistakes like that. All driving in runs in the frame. Bishop Broncos hit 1 home run on the day. Europkin had a homer in the first inning. Bishop Broncos totaled 15 hits. Cano, Hector Martinez, Europkin, Valdivia, Reese Dondero, and Jake Frigerio all collected multiple hits for Bishop Broncos. Cano led Bishop Broncos with 3 hits in 4 at-bats. Bishop Broncos was shorthanded in the field and did not commit a single error. They don't tend to do that. They're pretty good. Dondero had the most chances in the field with 5. Bishop Broncos stole 19 bases during the game as 5 players stole more than 1. Kane Omohundro led the way with 6. Thief! Nice job, boys. Excellent work as always. And again, basketball scores. That's ridiculous, man. Okay, hey, that's going to be it for the day. I think we're going to get out of here, and hopefully there'll be some more news for tomorrow. So, otherwise, it'll just be a chill week, which sometimes is good. You know what I mean? So, why don't you head over to Eastern Sierra now, subscribe, so that way when something does come out, you'll be the first to know about it. And, yeah, it helps us out. We're building, we're young, and we're growing, and, hey, gosh darn it, people like us.